Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, Finance Minister Tendai Biti says government has secured enough money to fund next week's elections, but admits Treasury does not have money to pay civil servants who will conduct the polls.
We are ready for the election. We have done our constitutional duty of raising money without basically help from anyone. No donors, no external finance, no send from Sadiq, no send from anyone.
The Zimbabwe Democracy Institute says it doubts the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission can deliver a credible poll given its close links to the country's security sector and lack of transparency in the production of the voters' roll.
The Registrar General itself and ZEC be open and transparent in the production of the voters' roll. This document belongs to the people of Zimbabwe. It belongs to you and me. It belongs to any other person who has a stake in as a citizen.
And newly appointed Zimbabwe Warriors coach Ian Gorowa promises to deliver, telling Zifa to fire him if he fails the nation.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti says government has secured enough money to fund next week's elections, but admits Treasury does not have money to pay civil servants who will conduct the polls. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from Harare.
Presenting his mid-term fiscal policy review statement at a news conference in Harare today, Finance Minister Biti said authorities have secured enough funds to run next week's national elections. Government had set a budget of $132 million to fund the polls and extended a begging bowl to the Southern African Development Community, some individual SADC countries and the international community, including the United Nations, but the request found no takers. BT refused to shed light as to the source of the funds, although he admitted that the money was sourced internally.
We are ready for the election. We have done our constitutional duty of raising money without basically help from anyone. No donors, no external finance, no send from Sadiq, no send from anyone. Also, I'm very pleased to say that we've done this without borrowing money from the economy, with the crowding out effect. What we did on the referendum, we refused to do.
However, the finance minister says his department does not have a single coin to pay officers who will conduct the elections countrywide on July 31st.
As of the 25th of July 2018, we have dispersed US$96 million, $40 million which has been dispersed this week, $20 million on Monday, $20 million today. This is in support of voter registration, voter education, and nomination court expenses, as well as some of the requirements in support of the actual conduct of elections.
Meanwhile, BT said in the event of a presidential runoff, Harare will not be able to fund the second round of voting because state coffers are empty.
I don't think this country can afford that. So that would put unbelievable pressure on the budget. But I think it's unlikely.
President Robert Mugabe proclaimed September 11th as the runoff date in the event there is no outright winner in Wednesday's elections. Biti said authorities would not have been cracking their heads over poll funding had there been transparency in Marange Diamond Revenue Cell returns. Last week, the caretaker finance minister said his ministry was investigating a case in which more than $400 million in diamond money had not been returned to Treasury. Today, the minister said, quote, not even a dime of diamond revenue was remitted to the national fiscus for the first half of the year. He added that as a result of political uncertainty, some companies were closing shop, while his ministry has revised downwards economic growth projections due to the underperformance of key sectors such as agriculture and mining. The mid-term fiscal review statement was supposed to be presented before Parliament, but Biti could not do so following the expiry of the life of the 7th Parliament. In light of next week's polls, Biti said he found it unnecessary to make any key economic interventions, saying this will be done by a government that will be elected into office in Wednesday's elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.